I asked my students, what kind of work would you like to do? We kind of realized that, you know, every winery tells a story. And with that story, this is how they differentiate themselves amongst other wineries. We found that to be fascinating. And that's what we really wanted to investigate and look at.
I mean, that is really fascinating because you wouldn't really think that storytelling has much to do with wine marketing. But when you start to break it down, I mean, it seems to be extremely important to their brand. I mean, how important is it?
When people drink a glass of wine and they pour it out of that bottle, it's authentic. This is a bottle. I mean, you know this story. You've done this. You've been at someone's house and they bring out this bottle and they pour it into a glass and they'll say, you know, this story of this bottle comes from this family who does this. And, you know, let me tell you something that's really unique about it. And then you taste it. And I don't know, does it taste different when you know that story?
Yeah, I think it does taste different. I think that you start to feel a little bit more connection to it. And you always like something that's a bit more familiar.
Yeah, and that's what makes it authentic, right? So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to make wine, and there's a lot of different approaches to the business. But one of the things that is consistent across the board is good storytelling. Now, my students reviewed about 175 wineries in Napa to understand what are those stories.
What kind of plots did you see emerge from these?
We had a big laugh of this in the classroom when really, you know, this is the Batman reference of why so serious. These Napa winery stories are serious. They take it too seriously that it couldn't, you know, what was connecting with the millennials was the fun, the whimsical.
That's so interesting. And what about you? Do you have a favorite wine story?
Favorite wine story? Well, the favorite wine story right now for me is by far looking at the Monks of Vina up in New Clairvaux, which is 20 miles north of Chico in Vina, California, and the rich, rich history of the property going back to when Peter Lassen bought this this parcel from the Mexican government to when, you know, Leland Stanford, our former governor, who at one point in time had the largest vineyard in the world. That's a fun story in itself, but then how it falls into the hands of these, you know, Cistercian monks that come out here to California, you know, in the 1950s. And then they decide to start making wine, and just a rich history of winemaking in California. So that's pretty much my favorite one right now.
So what kind of practical implications does this have for the wine industry?
But I think the practical aspect of this is that if we're looking at millennials and we're looking at students and we want to sell wine to them, don't be so serious. Connect. Don't have a sales pitch. You know, no one. These millennials do not want to be sold. They want to connect. They want to be a part of what it is. They are just hungry for authenticity. Make it an authentic product. Make it authentic wine, and these millennials will drink it.